Catching up with Jason at Woodland Firearms in Berga. How's the season going, Jason?
It's going. A few nice deer checked in here. Weather could be a little colder and a little more snow would be nice, but it's going good.
You seeing most of the snow or getting reports of most of the snow melting out in the woods in the high country even?
Yep. Yeah, with that rain we got yesterday, and it just hammered it.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what you're seeing for deer checks this year. First of all, just overall numbers, are you feeling pretty strong about it? What do you think?
I think the numbers are good. We've had a lot of decent bucks brought in. I think I've checked in maybe 28 deer so far. And out of them 28, I think I've had one or two spikes or fours.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, the rest are sixes, eights. We had a couple tens in there and one 11-pointer.
Let's talk about the big bucks in just a second. I want to kind of talk through this age class or average age class of what you're checking in. I mean, obviously, you're not really aging deer there, specifically or technically speaking, but you got a pretty good eye for it. You know, you do it long enough, you kind of can look at the teeth and get a pretty good feel for how big the body is on the deer. That's very consistent with what's going on across the UP and all the deer check stations. Officially, the DNR is only seeing about 15 to 16% of the deer being checked are spikes or forks. They're year and a half.
Oh, wow. Yeah, and I'm seeing a lot of 2.5-year-olds, I think, you know, by my judgment anyway.
Let's talk about what you're hearing from the hunters. What are they telling you about what they're seeing out there and not necessarily shooting?
Seeing a lot of spikes. I had a guy in this morning. He said he's got 7 different spikes coming in.
Holy cow.
Right? So that's a good thing. They're out there. But a lot of does, a lot of guys have just been... Everything turned off with this weather, you know, nothing coming in, but I don't know, you know. The numbers seem to be good, so I'm sure once it gets cold and the snow starts blowing, if that happens, because I don't know if the weather ain't looking too promising, but if that happens, I think they'll start moving a little more.
So you're hearing about a lot of lockdown during the daylight hours, not a lot of moving bucks?
Yes, yep.
And I wonder if that first rut is completely done with, and we're just waiting on that second rut to kick in here.
Well, I don't know. I know I talked to a guy yesterday. He shot one, and it come in head down on a doe's tail, you know. So I don't know if it's over, but I'm sure it's getting close.
Well, I'd like to continue with you later this hour if we could, Jason. Get a little more detail from you and talk about some big bucks.
Yeah, no problem.
So we'll continue with Jason at Woodland Firearms in Berga in our next Outdoor Report. So stay tuned right here to The Outdoor Show.